Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 134. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Welcome to January 9th of the 2014th year of the Common Era. After the Common Era, right? To see. Yeah. Anyways, it's Thursday. We're here doing whatever we want.
It's what we does.
Hopefully you're finding some thawing in your future.
Oh, there's gonna be.
It's gonna be warm. It's like shorts weather already.
It felt, how awesome did it feel today?
Well, even yesterday with the sun out, pretty hot. Like, I had the window down both days because I was too warm in my car.
Like, I cracked my windows on my way home tonight from work, and I looked at my thermometer, and it was 16. I'm like, God, this feels awesome. And then it's like,
welcome to Minnesota.
Tomorrow is supposed to be 37. Saturday is supposed to be like 30 something.
It's supposed to snow tomorrow, though.
Is it?
Tomorrow night at 4. Four.
Maybe we'll get a lot then, because I want to go.
Either a powdering, maybe an inch.
Oh, that's not enough.
Mostly to the southeast.
All right.
Now you know. And now that we're done with the meteorology section. So. We haven't really talked tech news, actually, in a couple weeks. We did the week in review, the week in predictions, and now we're back into the January swing of things. And really, we're actually, like, into a high gear right away, because CES has just been blowing my mind.
Yes.
Not, like, blowing my mind and, like, man, I can't believe how crazy that stuff is, because I haven't really seen anything like that this year so far. But, like, man, the news never stops, and it's all irrelevant crap.
It's so funny watching, like, as you and I both follow Feedly RSS feeds, it's funny how much, like, 5 minutes goes by and I refresh my feed and there's like 50 articles and 75% of them are the same stuff. And it's just like,
like, typically I always check, the last thing I do before I go to bed is check, I empty my Feedly queue while I read through everything. And then usually that's what I do while I eat breakfast in the morning, is go through Feedly. And what's been typical has been, like, overnight, 60 to 80 articles is a brown typical. But, like, the last couple days have been, like, 150. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I have to eat slower.
Or I need to get up earlier.
Right.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
So the only big news that I had that is not CES related is Apple and Samsung are potentially getting together to possibly not go to court again. To try to litigate again, or to pre-litigate, to
hey
go
guys,
with a mediator.
They're
trying to work out their patented problems.
Let's just throw a little white flag here for a little bit.
So hopefully that happens, because
it'll be good for both companies.
Yeah, really. In the end, it'll be saving a lot of money and hassle and more news that I'll have to follow. But, yeah. Plus, if they could just get along and stop banning each other. And do you have anything else not Steam-related that you would like to talk about? Or Steam. CES-related before we get
into
CES.
Like you said, I haven't seen anything that's mind-blowing yet. But there's one more day. One more day?
Yeah. Technically, I think it might have been... Oh, yeah, it's still going on. So there's been a lot of news, obviously, coming out of there. There's been a couple interesting ones. So we'll just kind of go through this. We'll talk about a few trends that have been there, and then we'll just... So T-Mobile had their speed... you call it... They don't each have their own keynote, because there's only one keynote, right? Or do they all have their own keynote? They had their whatever presentation yesterday, and it was leaked, but granted, we haven't talked about it in a couple of weeks, but they are going to start offering people for family plans. I don't know that it applies to single plans, but up to $350 for early termination fees to pay off the other company if you switch to T-Mobile.
Yeah, and they had leaked, it was rumored 2 weeks ago that this was going to be coming out. And it was, and I thought it was fun. Like, I thought it might have been one of those on purpose leaks, because what was it, like, a couple days later that AT&T?
Well,
had
basically
announced,
in response to the leak,
right,
that they announced that they would do something similar, But theirs,
is more.
Theirs was a lot of hogwash. So it was, first of all, it's limited time. Part of it was you could get up to $200 for selling them your old phone. Like they said, they would give up to $450, but $200 of it was selling your old phone if it was in good condition. And then the other part of it was like off what they would count off your handset, which they already would do anyway if you signed up as a new customer. And then part of it was like after so many months of being with them. So it's like,
gotcha.
In the end, they might have said that this is what they're giving, but it turned out, as in typical AT&T fashion, to be mostly false. And in the end, just the same ripoff.
Because in the end,
but they did talk some numbers, which I don't have any of the exact numbers here in front of me. But they definitely have had their strongest quarter ever last quarter. They announced, and they got a ton of new people, and so their whole crazy Un-carrier thing may be working in the end. They also declined to say that they were getting acquired. They pushed away any rumors of them getting acquired by Sprint, but even if they were, they would still do that, so that doesn't really mean anything.
I would have no problem with that.
If they got bought by Sprint?
Oh, they would be bought by Sprint. I would have a problem with that, probably.
And they are also buying up some unused Verizon spectrum. T-Mobile is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that. Like a couple billion dollars.
Yeah, just a couple bucks. So that was the big, well, while we're talking about the carriers, the other thing AT&T said they were going to do is start doing sponsored data, which essentially means that, let's say you have 2 gigs worth, you have an AT&T account, you are allotted 2 gigs of data for your month or whatever, right? You have a plan. Let's say Instagram decided they would sponsor data, right? So they're going to pay AT&T to say anything they do on Instagram won't count against your cap. Real, okay, so a better example would be Netflix, I guess.
Netflix.
Because Netflix is a heavier user of your data, right? Or YouTube.
Yeah.
Like one of those. So Google or Netflix could go to AT&T and say, hey, we're going to pay this premium. If you don't, you only count like half their usage or whatever amount of their usage to not count against their daily caps or their monthly limit. Which is something Comcast kind of already does, or there was rumor that they were doing with their Xfinity On Demand stuff because they weren't counting against your internet usage because they own both pipes.
Right.
But supposedly the FCC is already going to step in because this is not good for anybody. That was weird. There was 2 other viewers, but they were both you.
Really?
He must have got out and came back in, but not that it matters, but it was just weird. But yeah, so whether or not that'll actually happen, at this point I see is probably unlikely. They just talked about it. And supposedly they're finally going to get that HD voice they've been claiming they were going to get for like 5 years, but this is the year.
We'll see.
We'll see. But yeah, so that's, I mean, it's an interesting idea, the sponsored data, but...
it doesn't make sense to me. It almost seems like a... I mean, whatever. It's their stuff.
Well, it's a way for AT&T to get more money. And, yeah. It would just end up costing everybody more money in the end, so... It's for the best that it does not happen.
And the price of phone data already is too damn high.
For what they pay for it, that is... Yeah. Which is why T-Mobile can do what they do and still make a lot of profit, because if they do it, eventually they'll push.
Well, it's going to force other people, especially if others...
If people keep switching.
Yep.
Especially.
If they see the switch, then it's going to force competitors to... It's just going to be good for everyone. And I'm loving it. I'm liking T-Mobile.
Yeah. T-Mobile. Or, you know, who else could go up to them and buy sponsored data? The WWE. Because apparently they launched their own network this week, like 2 days ago.
Wrestling did?
Yeah. So, essentially, they're launching a video subscription service online, I believe. $10 a month. And I believe you can...
They're going to have a crap ton.
Of money?
Yeah.
And I think you can rewatch all the old matches on demand there. all kinds of stuff.
Oh, man. Gonna watch the lingerie matches.
There you go. Like, hours of suplexes and whatever you want to watch.
I like your comments. It made me laugh.
Those aren't mine. Those are Fowler's.
Oh, really?
Because he was talking to me last night about how he watched Raw for some reason the other day, and Scotty Too Hotty came back. And they really showed up, like, last Monday or...
That's pretty awesome.
Whatever day, the week before, when he was at his parents. I don't know. It's funny. He's a crazy kid.
Makes sense.
But, yeah. So they had... But it's funny because a lot of people think it's going to change. Like, they're becoming the first network to basically take their network and put it online. Like,
it's about time.
I mean, will this force... I mean, HBO is obviously a long ways away from doing something like this. But, you know, like, getting to that point where... Here's our content. Pay us this a month.
I think it's
an a la carte service. Really, that's what it is.
I don't think it's
going to
be a big draw yet. I think a lot of companies...
It's very very forward thinking of them.
No, totally. I think what we're going to see is a lot of companies go, let's see how this plays out for them.
They're
going to
make a shit ton of money.
I agree. $10 a month, that is awesome. Because you're going to have people...
I mean, it's more than Netflix, really. But,
is that crazy to think?
Yeah, like...
But is Net... Oh, never mind. Netflix is available on tablets, right?
Everything, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're going to come out with apps. Like, I don't know. I guess I didn't look that far into it. I could only imagine that they will eventually. But especially if it's just through a browser right now. I mean, it's not like you don't have a browser on a tablet. But you can watch it on your computer.
Chromecast. Well, if there's an app for it.
But it's an interesting move, and I mean, maybe it'll push sporting events into that too. I mean, who knows, maybe the NFL Network will come up with something that'll be like... They have a lot of exclusive content partnerships set up, so they'll be the last ones to do it because they're the biggest. That's the same thing with HBO, right? Like, they're the biggest, so it's the hardest for them to move, right?
Yep. Well, they've got more...
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
The bigger they are, probably the more complicated it is.
Right. But we'll see what happens with it all. It's definitely interesting. And what? Oh, that was the other. Yeah. But it's just weird that, like, they were at CES. They announced it at CES. Like, they had their own presentation.
Was Vince there?
I'm sure. I saw Triple H.
That's awesome.
But I don't know.
Good for them. That's cool. Somebody had to take the step.
Yeah. And while we're on, video and filmmaking and stuff. Did you see Michael Bay's meltdown?
Mm-mm.
Really? We're going to have to watch after this. It's a short clip. So Michael Bay was there with Samsung to help show off their new TV. And essentially what happened, and I'll put the clip on the website right after we're done with this, but or on the Facebook page. But he basically had a meltdown. Like the teleprompter got off. And so he didn't know what, like, he didn't know where he was or what he was supposed to be saying, basically. And, like, he's like, and then he, like, stops and it's like this dead silence for a while. And then he's like, well, I guess we're just going to have to wing it. The words are all messed up. And then he's like, he starts talking again. And then he stops and he's like, I'm sorry. And he just walks off stage. Just done. And then it's funny because then the Samsung guy that's up there is like, stands there for a minute, like, he doesn't know what to do. And then he's like, all right, let's hear it from Michael Bay, everybody. it's like clapping. What just happened? It's a crazy video to watch. It's pretty short, so...
That's awesome.
I'll put it up. But it was definitely worth a while. Like, and Michael Bay put a blog on his website, like, an hour later and apologized for what happened. And, you know, he said that he doesn't...
Apologize for being an idiot.
He doesn't typically put his name behind things, but they have such a great product. It was for their, like... 70-inch curved screen TV, right? Like Ultra HD. And he's like, live shows clearly aren't my thing. So, it's amazing. I mean, it's got to be super embarrassing for him now because it was all over.
Well, that'd have been everywhere. So that happens when you're high profile.
Yeah. It was funny, though. Steam boxes. They are, I mean, we all kind of, I mean, it's been, obviously, there's the SteamOS launched in December, and there's a lot of rumor of it, but they announced, like, 12 different partners, most of whom were no names, I'd guess. Like, they're PC makers or whatever.
Oh, of course. No names then. Thanks, Mike.
The biggest one was Alienware.
I laughed at that one.
What, Alienware?
Yeah.
Why? You don't like Alienware?
Mm-mm. No, since Dell bought them, it's a...
Dell subsidiary.
Yep.
So supposedly they're going to be anywhere from like $200 in price up to like $5,000. Yep. Like there's this huge spread, right? Still it's the craziest thing to me is still the controller, which doesn't even have to do with the Steam box, like the boxes themselves. And it's essentially PC makers or whoever just making PCs, small PCs, yep, and selling them for... to hook up to your TV, right? Like, it, that's
it,
in the end.
It literally is a PC. I mean, it's all PC parts. Well, an Xbox is PC, a PlayStation.
Well, I guess
PC.
A big part of it is probably the fact that it all runs on Linux, so
yep,
there's no software, right? So I bet that makes it a lot cheaper to begin with.
Yep.
Because it's all open
it's
source.
All freeware.
And then the fact that Steam itself, their OS is open source. Free, so I mean,
yep,
obviously these people are just putting it out, and the controller is the only big thing, and they already make that.
It's,
so
it's literally when you buy it, you're paying for the hardware,
right? So in the end, there's really nothing to stop you from doing it yourself,
right? Oh no, and I mean, you can go and
even
download,
a small bare bones.
You can download the Steam OS right now to install on your own computer to hook up to your TV if you'd like.
And they said that they'll have like 400 games when they officially launch, because slowly it'll only work with the Linux-based games, though, like if they're not natively...
That sucks.
Linux. But they've been slowly working with everyone that makes games for them to get imported, so that's what they say, they'll have so many games when they officially launch.
Well, it's like, I mean, you watch a Steam sale, and it's... I don't care what anybody says.
I don't remember.
This is going to be one of the greatest things for
gaming.
Steam.
Oh.
For them to make. Because, like, what we talked about before. Like, game goes on sale for Xbox. $40.
45 or 55, like, instead of 60.
Steam sale over Christmas. I think I bought 6 games. And I spent
$10.
A total
maybe.
Of, I think, $25.
I don't know if you sent it to me or if I just saw it on Reddit the other day. But it was like... people on Steam, and it's like after the sale, and it was like $13.99, and it was like, oh, that's so expensive. It's amusing.
It's what it's like.
I mean, yeah. Like,
did I send you the Cockatoo user's comment on DayZ? Did you see that?
Was it the guy that rode the train, and then he?
And then there's a bunch of
broke his leg, and then he was crawling up. I just saw the image. I didn't see the.
Oh, you need to just keep scrolling down.
No, you just sent. I just saw the image. I think that's all you sent to me.
Oh,
the
really?
The image tag with, like, it had the stuff, like.
Oh, shh.
Nah, whatever. But anyway.
Yeah, it's super funny. Like, I'll send it to you after.
But Steam boxes are gonna be a huge thing. I'm surprised they're not a lot cheaper, though. I thought they would be cheaper, but I'm sure some of them are pretty amped up to play at some of the games.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, I've seen plenty of Reddit threads where people build computers, like, how much can you build something that's comparable to, like, an Xbox? And it's, like, it's legitimately possible, like, if you find stuff on sale. Like, obviously, Xbox and PlayStation have deals with these
hardware companies. Because they buy in such bulk, first of all.
Yeah. So for a
or Sony go, probably just makes it themselves, really, at this point.
That's probably true.
They have, like, 50 different branches of their industry, but anyway.
Huge. So it's, I mean, you'd have to, like, take your time, but it's, like, you can, like, just to go buy stuff that's not on sale, you can get within, like, $75 of a Xbox.
Right.
You know? So it's, like, I mean, it's still expensive. Xboxes are expensive.
The only problem with trying to get to the Xbox or PlayStation level is that they would be... You still wouldn't have the software for those. You could build a gaming PC that's comparable, but
right,
that's where they get you. And in the end, the operating system is what ends up costing you a lot if you go that way. F and Microsoft.
Yep. That's what I have to say.
But you think the Steam... I think eventually the Steam boxes will be cheap. They'll be cheap ones. I mean, look at this... What the Raspberry Pi thing was like $30, right?
Yeah. But
Somebody will eventually get. I'm not saying like that low. I just mean like they'll be in the $200 level.
Not anytime soon though. The problem is the graphics card really, and especially with the Bitcoin mining, it's
because it's driving the price of all the graphic cards up.
I was talking to Mad Dog because I had bought his graphics cards.
And now he's mad. He sold them to you.
He is because he sold them to me for I think it was $125 shipped for both of them, and they're going now on eBay for $100 a piece. And he bought a new graphics card, and he sold it already, because he's like, I don't need it. So he sold it for twice what he paid for it.
Good for him.
I know. I'm like...
More power to you.
Bravo. So...
It's funny. It's funny that that's straining the market, but it's the way it works.
Yep.
But yeah, Steam. Good job, Valve. Steam. Yahoo had Mercer Mayer was there. They announced on stage an acquisition of a company, Activate, something weird like that. Whatever. David
Prague.
It's funny because we had this conversation last time I said his name, but he came from the New York Times to Yahoo. Right. They launched Yahoo Tech. He literally had an iPhone app with a big red button to launch the site. I did air quotes there because you can't see that. But he really ripped on. Like, he's like, oh, the people in New York and in California, you know, they're all writing for a higher level, basically calling Americans dumb. And he's like, we're not going to use all the tech jargon that you guys don't understand. I don't know. In the end, it seemed actually quite condescending. Did you read about that at all?
Yeah.
In the end, it seemed quite condescending to everyone.
No. It was.
To put lightly, I guess. But, and he made fun of, even Gizmodo, which I don't think is, like, they're pretty not high level as it is, I would say, you know what I mean? But he had named, like, specifically named Gizmodo, The Verge, Recode, which just launched, the All Things D Crew, and Engadget, which I thought was funny, because... Yeah, and the Yahoo Tech site, I will say, looks nice, but it's very hard to navigate. I don't know if you went to it at all. But it's just like, it almost looks like, it looks like Pinterest, really. Like, it's just like all these, like, four grids of rectangles that the rectangles don't line up, but they're not, it's not linear.
I didn't think The Verge was easy to browse when they changed their design either.
Right. I'm not saying that. That's what makes it worse. But I mean, like, just the way he went about what he did, just basically said that the rest of America doesn't understand what you're writing because they're not as smart and you need to talk down to them. Which, seemed interesting. And Katie Couric was there as their new head anchor whatever she is, which was interesting. She was definitely a lot better at speaking, obviously, than Marissa Mayer, but that's what she does for a living, so.
Makes sense, and she has been doing it for a while.
But yeah. Yahoo had a pretty big deal. I saw a lot of stuff about cars at CES this year so far. There was some cooler stuff. There's a new, I believe it's a Corvette. It's kind of like the health nuts that track everything right now, like with the Fitbit, all your movement essentially on your car now. Like, to help computerize everything and to find out everything you're doing. It looked like it tracked, you know, every bit of power. Kind of like all the stuff.
Do you remember what it's called?
No. Why? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because there was something that came out for cars that it started as a Kickstarter. And then it came out. And
I think it's Chevy Corvette Performance Data Recorder.
Oh, never mind. This one was not vehicle specific like that.
Yeah, no, this is definitely... Yeah, I mean, and there's a lot of other... I didn't follow too much because... But there's definitely... Google announced some sort of initiative to... Like a car alliance type thing that starts... Awesome.
We were just talking about that at work today.
To start basically getting some sort of foundation to make it universal for everything, for hooking up electronics in the end is what it is, right? Yep. Like a standard of some sort.
Let's get Android in the car.
Yeah, so yeah. Definitely a lot of different car stuff though, for sure. There was a DeLorean there, and Doc Brown. Did you see that?
Nope.
He was there for Gibson, of all things.
Really?
And, like, he got out and he played the guitar, and it was really Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
So that was crazy.
He's old.
Yeah. He looked crazy as shit.
Fair enough.
In the pictures. Rocking some guitar. And then, of course, when we knew, we talked about it coming into this, 4K was definitely everywhere. As it was last year, but even more so, more people...
Well, now there's actually people that can...
...are putting the content out that will support the 4K TVs. And not just 4K TVs, but, like, monitors I saw. And they're just trying to get the screen smaller, too, you know, and try to... And the price definitely was getting pushed down on them. Not a ton, but...
Like any new tech.
I mean, you know, look at how, like, far TVs have fallen. How much, and it boggles my mind how much I paid for mine and what they are now.
Pretty much.
It's like $600 for a 70-inch. I'm like, are you kidding me?
It's like me and Nicole, when we went Christmas shopping, we went to Sears to pick up some stuff. And
Sears.
When was the last time you were at a Sears?
A while ago.
Yeah, it's been forever.
When I got my teapot.
No, I got that at Macy's.
Fair enough.
But yeah, it's like, I walked by a Samsung LED TV, you know, and it's like this thin, and it was, I think it was a 60 inch, and it was $700, a Samsung, and I was just like, the hell?
Like, you think of, like, I paid, like, $2,100 for my TV, right, like, 52 inch, and at the time, it was, like, the sweetest deal I could find, like, it was amazing, and I had originally went to get a smaller TV, but they had such a great deal, right? At $2,100.
Well, what else did you have to spend your money on
at the time, right? But that's just, like, it just boggles my mind that, like, that's like a $500 TV now. Like, meh.
Hey, Mike, I'll give you $200 for it.
Right, like, yeah.
It's like that. Yeah, you know, it's like, what's the same as my computer monitors, you know? When I bought those, it's like, sweet. I bought them last year. Last summer, a year and a half ago, and they're dropped in price by half almost.
Really?
It's like, sweet.
I'll have to write that down.
Amazon.
There was some different stuff though with TVs too. There was, I think it was Sony. Theirs were almost like a V coming down upside down, like an A, or like they were triangled on. So they were narrow at the top, but as they came down, they were heads. That way they could put better speakers in the sides, and then much better sounding, obviously. So they were working on integrating the sound with the TV as well. There was a lot of curved displays, obviously, that Michael Bay went for. Didn't stay long. There are some I saw that pushed out, like they showed, like they're flat, but then you could push it out, like it motorized, but you basically hit a button and it came out like this, kind of like it was curved. You can see what I'm doing. Like, so push the edges out in a little to make it the concave shape that a curved TV would have. Netflix is into the 4K. They had one of the TVs, I want to say it was Samsung because they're just the biggest at this point, but they had partnerships with straight to get 4K from Netflix. ESPN was one that I thought was pretty crazy. And then LG, who bought WebOS, made that into selling straight smart TVs with WebOS built into it. It actually didn't look bad.
Interesting.
Not that I think it'll really take off, because they're never going to get the partnerships they need to, other than like Netflix and Hulu. And YouTube. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot harder to build for. And, of course, there's all the random, just random crap. The Oculus was there. They had a better... They've come a little better. It didn't look quite as weird. It looked a lot more filling. And everyone said there's a lot less lag. And, like, when you move fast, you'd still look good. And then it had crazy, like, motion sensing stuff on the outside to help it be better as well.
That's awesome.
A lot of drones. Saw a lot of little drones, and there's this weird two-wheeled robot thing, or like type drone. It was made by the same people that make the Parrot the quadcopter, mm-hmm. but it could jump. And it jumped pretty high. Like, it jumped at least 4 feet, I bet. Like, the thing was crazy. It looked awesome. And, I mean, I don't know what I would ever do with it. But what wouldn't I do with it?
Jump on the bed to wake up Owen.
Yeah. Get out of bed. There's robots attacking.
See? That'd be pretty sweet. Maybe you could get a Parrot drone to carry the robot in first.
To drop it off, right?
And drop it off and then have it jump on him.
And it's, like, jumping around in there. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Then Danny could control one, you could control one, the other one.
I feel like she wouldn't really be in on that, but...
Well,
if I could just get her to drop it off, then I could just control the other one, right?
Right.
Well, I still need the other one to hover there and record everything, though.
Hold the camera still! It's a quadcopter. It's supposed to be easy.
Yeah. Just hold... You can do it with the iPad, right? Like, they have it so, like, when you tilt the iPad, it tilts.
Maybe...
Just set it on a level. Set it on a shelf.
Set it on the coffee table.
There you go.
Or... I can do it all. Better yet, just show Owen how to use it and attack Danny.
Yeah, that seems more likely. But, yeah. So, there's forks and... I didn't see as there was integrated home stuff, but still not as much as I thought there would be, I guess.
No.
And maybe I just didn't watch it as much. Nest had a fire engine there for their smoke detectors. Seemed fitting. It was green, though.
I was hoping I would have seen a Google integrated project into cars.
Instead of just a launching of an alliance?
Android car.
Well, they're already working on self-driving cars. They're probably calling that something else.
Yeah, but I want...
Yeah, they call it self-driving cars.
Like, be able to do something from my tablet. Like, maybe have Google Play from here or from my phone connect straight to my car.
A lot of cars have Bluetooth now that just do that naturally.
Yeah, but I want to access my Google Play then just from my car.
Like, you want it to have internet access?
Yeah.
Like a 3G car.
Sure.
No, Mike, we're into 4G now. Why would I want 3G?
Yeah.
That's slow.
LTE, please.
I need an LTE car. Do you think that would drain your battery faster if you were sitting there, like, you know, listening to the radio and the car wasn't running?
Well, a car's battery is...
If the car wasn't running, you know what I mean, though? Like,
a car's
battery... If you listen to the radio for 4 hours, you could kill the car battery, right?
No.
I'm just saying for an example. Like, when you leave your lights on, when you leave your lights on overnight and it's negative 50.
That's a horrible example.
So if you're sitting in your car listening to your LTE radio, just get satellite radio. I don't want satellite. I want LTE.
Yeah, why can't I have LTE?
I don't know. Ask Google. Write them a letter.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to have a skydiving party with Sergey, and we're going to...
Introduce it that way?
Yeah.
At Google I.O. this summer?
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Be like, my car's parked down in the parking lot. I'm going to start playing Foo Fighters from here.
I mean, the Ford Focuses are hot spots.
I just want... Can I just have Android? Can I have apps for my car?
You said you wanted Google Play. Now you want apps?
Well, I said... At first, I said I want Android-powered. And then I was saying, like, Google Play. Like, apps for my cars.
You could probably just get an LTE tablet and build it into your dash. DIY style.
Is that all you have?
People have put iPads in the dashes. I've seen that.
Thank you for listening. Follow us
that
on
is all I have.
Social media sites. I've got nothing else.
That's fine. No need to yell.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Follow us on our many social media outlets for your inlet. Facebook.com/BleedGeek. Twitter.com/BleedGeek or at BleedGeek. BleedGeek.tumblr.com. 406-794-3357 or fans@bleedgeek.com.
Yeah, and follow us individually. I am at Mike037 on pretty much everything.
I am at the Crandall.
Double O.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.